All right. Back now. And, I go back to California represents, 13% of the population of the United States, right? And allegedly 65% or more voted for Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. So that would give California incredible power over Michigan. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't support ballot. I do not support ballot harvesting. I do not support mass mailing of unsolicited ballots. I don't support support voting by phone or computer, voting by non-citizens, weeks long of early voting. I support none of that. And yet, if I am forced to be part of a national popular vote compact as a citizen of a state that somehow puts it through, I'm forced to accept the policies of every other state that I don't agree with. It strips Michigan of its sovereignty in elections, if you will. Professor Khalil Habib, Associate Professor of Politics, Hillsdale College. Sir, thank you for being here.
I'm honored to be so. Good morning.
So, I've got people like Saul Anousis trying to sell me this load of garbage on this program, former Republican chair of Michigan. First of all, I believe it's unconstitutional. I don't think you can change the Electoral College. Yeah, I don't think you can do that without a constitutional amendment. Let's start there, shall we?
Well, according to the Common Cause website, they claim that this new national popular vote is a way to essentially undermine the Electoral College without needing to amend the Constitution. They know it would never pass because it's unconstitutional. It undermines representative democracy for the reasons that you just mentioned. You're not represented in a national vote. Just the large coasts on the west and the east would essentially determine who the president is and not individual states. So it's an attempt to do an end run around amending it because it would be virtually impossible. So what they're doing is they're essentially trying to make a pact. It's sort of like you're in a schoolyard and four or five people decide to make a pact. To come in and help each other out or do whatever. It's unconstitutional and they know it. And you're every reason to want to reject this thing.
Right. I mean, here's the example that I used a moment ago. Let's say the election comes down to one state, and for the sake of argument, let's make that state Illinois, with a long and storied history of cheating with the Daily Machine, right? Long, you know, or maybe it's Huey Long in Louisiana. Pick your state where you have a long and storied history, right? And then you have to say, well, Michigan, you have to give all your electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote, even if you believe that Illinois cheated, even if you believe that Louisiana cheated or whomever else, why would we ever put ourselves in that situation? And the answer is that's just foolish to me.
It's foolish, and you just have to wonder what the motive is behind it. Again, I encourage your listeners to just go to the Common Cause website. It's so disingenuous. There's a map of where they're gaining traction, and it just so happens to be on the East and the West Coast, and that's where the bulk of the Democratic urban populations are. So imagine the state you live, and it's always determined by that most populous urban center. That's what's going to happen nationally to every state between the two coasts. If that's the model of government you want and you really think that's going to represent the will of the United States as opposed to the will of the two coasts, then
right. Here's the thing. You know, in order to become president of the United States, you have to appeal to a broad cross-section of people, farmers and urban people. Single moms and Christians, you know, Muslims in Dearborn and, you know, and Hindus in California, whatever, right? You have to get different religious groups and ethnic groups and the farm groups and the city. In order to become president, I mean, that's the genius of this deal. Well, they say, well, oh, you know, there's just the 8 or 10 swing states decide and all the attention goes, so what? Those 8 or 10 swing states are very different. Michigan is very different from Iowa. That's very different from Florida. Right? I mean, these are all very different states, right?
They're different, and the whole purpose of the Electoral College is to force moderation upon the candidates. If you just have large urban centers being represented, essentially, you're going to have a one-lane highway to the White House. It's whatever that urban population wants. And you could become a rabble-rouser to get to office. What forcing each candidate to go to virtually every state does is it moderates the message so that it can accommodate the representation of all states, so that you're truly getting a pulse of what America needs and not what the coasts need. So it's absolutely the best form of representative democracy you can come up with, and it's there for a reason. So I am so happy to hear that you are against it and you're enlightening your audience about its dangers.
I don't know who could possibly be conservative. I mean, you know, and I realize people are delusional, Professor. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this. I'm pretty sure the people pushing this idea are not smarter than James Madison.
No.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that. All right. They're deluding themselves if they think they have a more clever idea and a better idea to bring everybody to the table than James Madison did. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, you know, every time I think that the founders may have made a mistake, all it takes is 5 or 10 minutes of just reading the Federalist Papers, and you realize, no, you just didn't understand the reason behind it. I compare the construction of our country to you're walking on a farmland somewhere, and you see a stake in the ground. You have no idea what it's there for. You start to pull it out, and you realize it actually holds an entire corner of that farm together. That's essentially what our Constitution is. Each piece was really thought through, and the compromise that they came up with is what we have, but there's no way around it. The Electoral College is designed to be a representative form of democracy. The national popular vote is designed to undermine the representation of local areas, so that essentially what you're asking Michigan or any other state is to give your state electors votes to the national candidate. That essentially says vote so that your state does not get represented.
That's right. Of course, these are the same people, you know, the same people that pushed the 17th Amendment on us, the worst mistake in American amendments, except for maybe taking the drinks away from us for a few years. Yeah, you know, the way these people operate, I need a cocktail sometimes. Let's be honest about that. Well, Professor Khalil Habib, but here's the thing. As you look at this, these are the same people that say, well, Wyoming shouldn't have two senators. How can that be? You know, they only have 400,000 people. You see, they don't understand the system the way it is. And that's why, you know, if we had never passed the 17th Amendment, right now there would be 60 or 62 Republican senators defending this country. Instead, we have what we have. I'll give you the last word, sir.
Well, it's I'm just grateful that we have radio people like yourself pushing it and explaining it to the people. I think you can basically discount all major networks out of the picture. It's people like you who are doing an incredible job enlightening the audience, because most people are working hard. They're not focusing on these things. They're working for their families. And it's the left constantly agitating, always trying to forge ahead, while the rest of us are just trying to get on with our lives. So you're doing an incredible service to our country. So I just want to thank you.
Professor, I appreciate the kind words, but we've got to, you know, if we don't educate people, they get hoodwinked. So thank you for being here. We'll have you back, I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Quick break. Some more thoughts after this.
Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair. Those who built and have preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our founding fathers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of the past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today at GruberForHillsdale.com. That's GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com. Michiganchamber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.